Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and today's conversation is with Linda Combs. Linda is the Chief Financial Officer at the Environmental Protection Agency. And joining us in our conversation is Morgan Kinghorn. Well, Linda, one of the things you talked about in the last segment when you were describing your responsibilities, you mentioned that you're a member of the Federal CFO Council. Could you give us an overview of the kind of work that the council does?
Sure, Paul. The CFO Council itself is a group of CFOs. Any CFO that is in the 22 or 24 cabinet-level agencies, and we work collaboratively to improve financial management across the U.S. government. The council was first established under the provisions of the CFO Act of 1990 in order to facilitate and coordinate the activities of agencies and its members across the U.S. government. Since I was one of the first CFOs in government after the CFO Act became law in 1990 when I was at Treasury, I got a firsthand experience there at what this council could do as well as what the management council across government could and should do relative to more cross-cutting issues. It's a special experience for me now to come back and years later as EPA's CFO to see how that position and the council itself has grown over time. The CFO Council itself has a number of projects right now. One of the projects that I co-chair at this time is a project to look at financial metrics across government. There are things like cash balances, various metrics that we are identifying that would be a small number of metrics that one could look at, and if bubbled up through all the 22 cabinet level agencies, would create a picture in and of itself of what the federal government looks like. Are we reconciling on a timely basis? And various financial metrics, functions that business constantly looks at. We think it's important as CFOs to step up to the plate and say, we ought to be looking at those things, not just in our own individual agencies and departments, but we ought to have a representation that could span cross-government so that these could be looked at on a government-wide basis as well.
As you know, the CFO Act was passed nearly 13 years ago this December, and you alluded to the fact there's been a lot of change in the CFO community. But one of the things that folks have talked about since is how the CFOs sort of partner with the rest of their agencies and their colleagues to improve financial and budgetary management within the agency. How have you proceeded to do that since you've come back into this kind of position?
I think the biggest issue that we face is probably how well we gather, how well we manage and integrate information about cost and pair that up with results to our programs. I think this is a cross-cutting issue that many agencies and departments are dealing with a little bit differently now than when I left 11 or 12 years ago. At EPA, we have looked very closely at budget and performance integration, and fortunately, we are looked to as a leader in this area. We've had our goals and objectives for planning, budgeting, and financial reporting for several years now, and are constantly working to improve those. That's one of the areas of the President's management agenda that I spoke about earlier. And because we had an early start on this, and we are recognized as one of the leaders in government in this area, we recently earned recognition as one of the 7 finalists for the President's Quality Award in Budget Performance Integration. So while we're leaders in budget performance integration, we still have a ways to go in looking at cost information, activity-based costing as it's associated with results management in our programs. And I think it's real important as my role as CFO to bring to the table and to bring to the managers of these program areas better business tools with which to operate. I consider that one of my prime responsibilities as CFO is to have a full deployment of business intelligence tools so that managers can make the best use of these new capabilities that they will have on their desktop, and whether it's a dashboard approach or different kinds of approaches that help them manage their programs better with better costing information, as well as what are the results that they're getting for their programs. That's what I think one of my major roles as CFO is.
One of the issues that has really existed, really probably up to the last couple of years, is in the drive to look at performance. Some of the stakeholders, whether it's the Congress or external stakeholders, have never seemed that interested in looking at results. And I know that's changed generally, and I think it's probably changed in your environment. Can you give us a sense of maybe the last 10 years when you really go up to appropriations at OMB? I'm sure people are really asking about results, including the people who are investing in your programs. Has that changed?
I think that has changed. I think that when we talk about at EPA, our goals being cleaner air, pure water, better protected land, and how that protects the environment and human health as our major mission, it's very difficult sometimes to translate our immediate results to showing long-term human health and protection for the U.S. citizens. But healthy communities and ecosystems is a very, very important element of what we do. And we have to continue to strive to find better ways to display the results that we are getting for the dollars that we put into our programs. We're looking at better effectiveness measures. We're looking at the way our strategic plan and the GEPR results all fold in hand. So we really are trying to look at this whole area in a broader, more encompassing way in order to show to our stakeholders, whether it's Congress, OMB, or certainly the American people, that here's what you're getting for your dollars. This is important to human health, and here's why. When I talked earlier about science being an important aspect of what we do and how that's a foundation of what we do, that makes science even more integral and important to us, is helping us to show these results.
What kind of time frame do you use when you talk to people about results? So, for example, in the examples you gave, you talked about scientific goals, which might take decades to achieve, yet it sounds like people come to you and want to know results on a much shorter interval. How do you translate those conversations into real thing?
That is very difficult. You know, one of the things that we have previously looked at in government, and this is not just true for EPA, it goes for education, some of the other departments that I have been involved in as well. We've been looking at outputs. Now we're hoping to move toward more outcome-based knowledge in everything we do. And you're exactly right, Paul, that's hard when it's going to take a long time to show environmental results or health results. But we happen to think that if we continue to measure some what I would call medium output measures that are leading toward our further outcome-based objectives and goals, and we put these in our strategic plan, we feel like we're much better off today than we would have been without doing that. But it is going to take a matter of years. But this is not anything that we're going to be able to look at just tomorrow. We're going to have to think longer term and be able to show some short to medium term results that build into our longer term outcomes.
And that's a good stopping point for this segment. Come back with us in a few minutes as we continue talking about management with Linda Combs of the EPA. How's the EPA doing in the financial management portion of the President's management agenda? We'll ask Linda for her perspective when the Business of Government Hour returns.